On Sayre's wall were two framed oil paintings. One showed a strong and handsome boy. He was shirtless, barefooted, tousle-haired, smiling, dressed only in jeans and wearing a Dockers clutch. He looked about Jake's age. This picture had a not-quite-pleasant sensuality about it. Susanna thought that the painter, Cy Sayre, or both, might have been part of the Lavender Hill mob, as she had sometimes heard homosexuals called in the village. The boy's hair was black, his eyes were blue, his lips were red. There was a livid scar on his side and a birthmark on his left heel as crimson as his lips. A snow-white horse lay dead before him. There was blood on its snarling teeth. The boy's marked left foot rested on the horse's flank, and his lips were curved in a smile of triumph. "That's Lamry, Arthur Eld's horse," Roland said. "Its image was carried into battle on the pennons of Gilead, and was the sigil of all in-world." "So according to this picture, the Crimson King wins?" she asked. "Or if not him, then Mordred, his son?" Roland raised his eyebrows. "Thanks to John Farson, the Crimson King's men won the in-world lands long ago," he said. But then he smiled. It was a sunny expression, so unlike his usual look, that seeing it always made Susanna feel dizzy. "But I think we won the only battle that matters. What's shown in this picture is no more than someone's wishful fairy tale." Then, with a savagery that startled her, he smashed the glass over the frame with his fist and yanked the painting free, ripping it most of the way down the middle as he did so. Before he could tear it to pieces, as he certainly meant to do, she stopped him and pointed to the bottom. Written there in small but nonetheless extravagant calligraphy was the artist's name.